Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
The day Chef Dee Dee Emmons first stepped foot onto a Dartmouth farm named Eva's Garden, she felt something change.
Yeah, it was like a wonderland. I was tasting everything. I knew that it was all edible, but I couldn't recognize every herb.
That's because there were more than 200 of them. Uncommon herbs, greens, and edible weeds, all on the 2.5-acre farm. A place Emmons calls a Shangri-La of flavor, whose high priestess is Eva Somaripa, a veritable encyclopedia of botanical knowledge.
This is fennel. It's a special kind, not for the bulb, but for the leaves. This is another interesting one. This is perilla or shiso.
This is cilantro, which probably looks different from cilantro when you buy it in the supermarket.
Well, this is Tuscan kale. We have several different kinds here.
This is calamint.
Even though Emmons was already a successful chef, she'd opened the Deluxe and Veggie Planet. After that first day at Eva's farm, Emmons thought,
oh my God, I have to stay here for some kind of extended period of time. Like, this is just not going to be enough.
So she did, for a year. She followed Eva and her garden through 4 seasons, foraging, experimenting, and cooking as Somaripa harvested dozens of exotic herbs. Emmons documents the year in a new book entitled Wild Flavors, One Chef's Transformative Year Cooking from Eva's Farm. I recently went to Dartmouth to visit the farm, and Dee Dee and Eva promised me a simple salad, but unlike anything I'd had before.
So tell me a little bit about your farm.
I started it in the early 70s when my oldest child was 3 years old, and we just wanted to grow things to eat. And I wanted it to be organic so that I would feel that small children could put things in their mouths freely and not worry about being poisoned. Should we show you the mouse watermelons? We're right near the mouse watermelons
Sure.
right now. They're cute. Down at the bottom here, you see these little things that look like tiny watermelons.
Oh, they do. They look like absolutely miniaturized
and
watermelons.
That one is a little... It's
like dollhouse.
Yeah.
It's
as big as a peanut, I guess. Maybe
it
a
is
little...
about as big as a peanut. Try one. They're really good. And they have a little lemony flavor.
Mmm.
It's like cucumber concentrate.
Yeah. How many different types of herbs do you grow here now?
I don't even know. I think... so many, many of the herbs we have found are good at many stages of their lives.
So when you asked how many herbs does she grow, I mean, maybe it's 150 or 250, but it's more like how many stages can they be harvested? And so it becomes like 700 or 800.
Right, because you can use them in 4 or 5 different ways, different times.
Right, and the flavors are completely different, you know, as a root and then a seed or a flower and, you know, the leaf.
Let's go look at cilantro over here, which we can also put in the salad that we're slowly gathering ingredients for. You can just walk over these plants.
What are we walking through here? I see basil.
Chervil and basil.
Okay.
And here's the cilantro. And we're just going to take a lot. We're just going to be totally... It's so different when you have a garden, by the way, than when you have to buy a little packet in the store, which, you know, getting it there and all that is a lot of work and costs a lot of money.
Do you want her to see African basil? That
yes.
might be a nice
yes,
syrup.
That's a good one.
Is that we're going to add that to the salad?
Yeah. Yeah, and we need to cut a little
anything
more of the
salad.
That's true.
The interesting thing about Dee Dee's book is that it's called Wild Flavors because these are unusual right now. They are cutting edge. But that's the start. I remember even 10 years ago, it was really hard to get fresh arugula. 20 years ago, it was really hard to get fresh basil because now they fly it in from everywhere any season.
Let's just... Tell her about some of the wild, the different kinds of weeds that you cultivate.
Right here we have another nice weed, and this is called oxalis because it has a lot of oxalic acid, which gives it a very lemony flavor.
And you can see the leaves look a little bit like a clover. Mm. But unlike the leaflets of a clover, these are each one is heart-shaped.
They're perfectly heart-shaped.
Right, and you want to know that because a friend of mine picked clover and ate it for the entire summer. And so you want to be sure that it's...
So I can just pop this in my mouth, too?
Yes, just pop in your mouth, and you'll have a lovely little lemon thing. But the most fun thing to pop in your mouth is the green. Again, we have a green...
I know.
A green seed.
It's a huge blast.
Again.
That is a burst of lemon. God, this is the thing about herbs that amazes me. Just off the tiny leaf, and this leaf is no bigger than my fingernail.
And it's a weed. I mean, it grows everywhere.
Yep.
This was a revelation, this little plant.
I'll give you this to bring home.
And also, I love herbs, and I love the beauty of them visually. I love the aromas. It's a very sensual. Growing herbs is a really sensual experience.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Bushwhack back to the kitchen.
Hi, Duke. Are we on the radio?
So we're back in the kitchen now. And remind me, what did we pick?
We have the sorrel, and then we have the wood sorrel, which is the wild, unrelated kind of sorrel. And then we have Tuscan kale, ruby streak mustard. We have the cilantro that's bolted. We have this chicory. And Eva, what was this? I've never seen
New Zealand spinach, or tetragonia.
Chop them up. The French really believe that using a knife kind of kills some of the flavor, and it's true. The volatile oil does leak out faster with a knife versus using your hands.
And now I think I have to ask the dreaded question. You're going to dress the salad?
No.
I'm afraid that we differ on this. Eva never dresses her salads. She eats
rarely,
them raw.
Once in a while.
I have a hard time with that. I mean, I'm such a foodie that I love a really, really light coating of really good olive oil and a really good balsamic and a pinch of salt. So here we have the sunchokes, and I'm just brushing them with a little brush to get the dirt off. So we're just going to slice them up so they really complement the herbs.
Okay, so now should I give this a try?
Yes, that's undressed.
Okay, the undressed salad. That is so good. Do you think people appreciate herbs as much as they should, or is there something new to be learned? Because I feel like you've introduced me to a completely new way of thinking about these plants.
Well, I mean, it's completely changed the way that I cook. Instead of using fat and salt, I tend to rely on the herbs. So I use them all year long. And yeah, it's made my food a whole lot more flavorful, but also healthier. And I guess, and when you grow them, it's that whole sensual experience. And I think that what Eve is all about, which I've learned, is that being connected to your food sources means incredibly delicious food. So I think people are getting that connection, and they're realizing that when they're disconnected from their food and they don't know where it came from, so you just enjoy it a lot more when it's grown right in front of your feet.
Chef Dee Dee Emmons is author of the new book, Wild Flavors. And Eva is the legendary Eva Somaripa, owner of Eva's Garden. If you want to know what oxalis actually looks like, you can go to our website, radioboston.org.